Western Producer, a Canadian firm that uses quantum sensing to improve navigation for autonomous vehicles, is among six startup companies from around the world that will be collaborating with John Deere. This is a perfect opportunity to find a technology that's really interesting that may have a large application to solving customer problems that are out there, said Cody Sorge, business development manager for the John Deere Intelligent Solutions Group in Urbandale, Iowa. SB Quantum of Sherbrooke, K. was chosen to be part of John Deere's annual Startup Collaborator Program for 2024. It has developed technology based on a novel quantum magnetometer that can more accurately measure fluctuations in the Earth's magnetic field. Potential uses range from underground mapping, such as improved mining surveys to better determine the nature and size of ore deposits, to navigating in blind spots where GPS systems typically don't work. These include locations that are underground, underwater, or are subject to interference within urban centers, said SB Quantum's website. In this latter case, maneuverability is reduced by heading errors, so there is often a lag for GPS to update its position and velocity, while the other sensor components in integrated navigation systems each face their own challenges to determine a heading. By contrast, SBQ can build a reference map of the Earth's magnetic field against which autonomous vehicles can operate while other technologies lag or fail. As a 35-year-old who grew up on a dairy and grain farm in Wisconsin, Sorge said it's hard to find the words to describe how quickly technology is changing agriculture. He pointed to John Deere's See and Spray technology, which uses computer vision and machine learning to target specific weeds within fields, allowing farmers to reduce their herbicide costs by avoiding unnecessary spraying, and being able to drive a sprayer through a field at 10 to 12 meters, p.h., and being able to see a weed and spray it all on the go. I never dreamed of being able to do that as a kid growing up on a farm. Such technologies are not only helping producers by boosting their bottom line, but they are also positively affecting the rest of society by improving the sustainability of farming, he said. It makes for everybody to be able to utilize it, even though they aren't directly utilizing it. John Deere launched the Startup Collaborator Program in 2019, said Sorge. And what we're trying to do within John Deere, we're trying to help enable farmers to do more with less to be able to drive that sustainability and to be able to grow more product, be more profitable and be more sustainable all at the same time. The six startup companies in this year's program include Constellar, which has offices in Germany and Belgium. It aims to use its own satellites to revolutionize the measurement of crucial aspects of the planet's health, such as land surface temperature, water and carbon, said the company's website. The technology is able to monitor temperature events for impact on yield, it said. With temperature readings, we are able to monitor vegetation, soil health and derive insights on water and carbon, as well as monitor industrial activities with an unprecedented level of accuracy. The remaining startups range include a company that uses artificial intelligence to enhance decision-making at businesses and a Brazilian logistics firm that provides digital solutions for freight transactions. One of the threads between the participants in this year's program is their involvement in the development of digital-based technologies, said Sorge. It also reflects the fact that Intelligent Solutions Group is a digitally connected part of John Deere, he said. And that probably places a pretty good emphasis on where it's headed. It seems like there's a lot more of that digital aspect that comes into play, and data, and highlighting where those opportunity areas are. The program is not about bringing startup companies permanently into John Deere, although the corporation has acquired and invested in some past participants of the program, said Sorge. It is instead about exploring what happens when two different types of businesses are brought together to mutually learn from each other, he added. As a large American corporation, John Deere may have a reputation of moving a little bit slower. We're a big organization in comparison to a startup company, which are more known to be a lot more nimble and flexible, and run lean and really focused on maybe a primary and specific technology. Each startup will be paired with a project lead and a mentor from John Deere as part of the 12-month program. Virtual sessions are held to share some of the opportunities for potential collaboration. The companies will be brought to the Intelligent Solutions Group in Iowa later this year to deepen that collaboration, said Sorge. They may work with representatives from John Deere on specific projects with demonstrable outcomes or on others that are more exploratory, he added.